You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. This week in city government, there will be a common council meeting Thursday with a full slate of topics. La Crosse City Council will consider an ordinance to create a city administrator position. The city council will also work through a long list of bids for various projects around La Crosse. Financially, the city will move around capital funds for airport projects, align several properties into new projects, and pass a resolution to allow the city to operate a downtown parking system. Several committee appointments will be made as well. At Thursday's Common Council meeting, La Crosse City Council will consider an ordinance to create a city administrator position. For months, committees, council members, and former Mayor Mitch Reynolds worked to create the new role to take on some of the duties of the mayor's office. New Mayor Shondell Washington Spivey supports the measure. The new city administrator position will pay a salary close to $200,000 per year. The vote to add the position will take place during Thursday's council meeting. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden canceled a virtual town hall and skipped voting in Congress yesterday, citing a threat to his family. In a social media post, Van Orden said that a, quote, credible threat was made towards his wife, children, and grandchildren. Van Orden condemned political violence in his post, and according to Van Orden, the threat was mailed to his Washington, D.C. office. Van Orden, who has been holding weekly town halls online to avoid what he calls outside agitators at in-person events, said he'd reschedule this week's virtual town hall. Toma High School was evacuated on Wednesday due to an investigation of a possible bomb threat. According to a message sent to families, a bomb threat was written on the wall of a bathroom. That prompted students and staff to be relocated to Winnebago Park. After investigating, the Toma Police Department found no evidence of a threat. Students returned to classes in time for regular dismissal. The building was cleared for about an hour while police investigated the threat. A proposal for a new license for highly skilled nurses is back up in the legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei-Olson.
The bill would create a new license for highly qualified nurses so they could practice on their own without needing to partner with a doctor. This has been a point of discussion for years, as Wisconsin nursing advocates have said nurses can help in the provider shortage. And the legislature has passed this bill before, but twice now, Governor Tony Evers has vetoed it, saying the standards weren't strong enough. So new requirements have been added to this version. Democratic Senator Kelda Royce.
We know that too many Wisconsinites in every part of the state struggle to access affordable, high-quality health care. And that's really what this is about. That's why we were all able to come together. Advanced practice nurses provide excellent, high-quality health care, and this bill will enable them to do that to even more patients.
Republican Senator Patrick Teston.
I'm hopeful it's going to have a speedy route throughout the legislature and hopefully signed into law so we can become the 28th state in the country that recognizes the incredible work our APRNs do on a day-to-day basis.
Teston says they have a deal in place with the governor, and he plans to sign it this time.
The measure was brought up in the previous legislative cycle. The DNR is suspending burn permits with elevated fire conditions this week. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Spring is the most critical fire season in the state. So far this year, we've had 658 wildfires that have burned over 2,220 acres of land. And the elevated fire danger remains in place until we get more significant rain.
You can find more information on the DNR's wildfire dashboard available on the DNR's website. It's National Travel and Tourism Week. What does that mean for Wisconsin? With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
In 2023, Wisconsin's tourism industry saw a 5.4% increase from the prior year and raked in $25 billion. We also welcomed 113 million visits and saw the highest ever overnight stays at nearly 46 million. And for this summer's travel season, Travel Wisconsin is running summer signs saying, "Here's to those who Wisconsin."
For more information on things to do around the state, you can visit travelwisconsin.com. The Wisconsin State Patrol's May Law of the Month is Share the Road. Whether it's motorcycles, bicycles, and other smaller vehicles, if you're driving a larger vehicle, be on the lookout. Also remember to be sharing the road with farm equipment and other slow-moving vehicles. For more information, you can visit the Wisconsin DOT website. This stretch of dry and sunny weather will continue for several more days. Today, our high will top out near 70 degrees. Overnight, there's a chance at some frost with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, we begin our warm-up into next week with highs in the mid-70s. Temperatures will be in the 80s Saturday through the middle of next week. Small chances of precipitation are possible by next Wednesday, but it'll otherwise stay dry until then. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Brewers are at 538 games into the season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. With four of their regulars starting the game on the bench, Milwaukee fell into an early hole and never recovered Wednesday, losing 9-1 to the Houston Astros. The only scoring for the Brewers, one of just four hits on the game, came from this Eric Haas solo home run.
Haas, a fly ball into deep left center field, and this ball is gone. The Brewers are on the board on the Haas homer.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers faced a tough pitcher.
The story of the game is the kid for them with the big shoulders. That kid can pitch. You know what I mean? That kid can pitch. That sinker changeup thing or whatever he's got going, that's really, really good. That kid was good. And he dominated us. Now, we had four basic under 1 year service time players in there against them.
Murphy said he's frustrated with the lack of urgency that his team had after only being down 3-1 for most of the game.
With this adversity and that kind of stuff, I'm not happy by any stretch because we also haven't played great baseball. And again, we've kind of misplaced our edge on a day-to-day basis. There wasn't the win tonight urgency.
Milwaukee gets the day off today before playing the Rays in Florida this weekend for a three-game series. Marquette is adding its first varsity sport since 2013. Women's swimming will become the school's 17th varsity sport and will begin competition in the Big East in 2025-26. It's the first varsity sport added since women's lacrosse 12 years ago. The move comes as the school is moving men and women's tennis and track and field to non-scholarship sports offerings next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. While the summer box office has arrived, there are no anticipated blockbusters opening this weekend, but good variety for your viewing pleasure. Juliet and Romeo is pretty much the same story, but filmmakers opted for pop music instead of iambic pentameter. If horror is your game, check out Clown in a Cornfield. Clowns are creepy, as are cornfields. That's an absolute fright fest, and it is pulling a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. And it wouldn't be the start of the summer movie season without a good action comedy like Fight or Flight. The film stars Josh Hartnett, who plays a secret agent trying to restore his rep while being trapped on a plane with other secret agents trying to kill him. Also in the action spy thriller realm is the film Shadow Force, starring Kerry Washington, who plays a spy who is also married to a spy, which breaks the spy rules, so naturally they are in danger and must protect their child. If these films don't get you excited, check out Sinners or Thunderbolts. And if you see any of these films, would love to hear about them on Nightlight next week. Let's go to the movies. Comedian Nate Bargatze might not be a comedian for much longer. Despite selling 1.2 million tickets to his stand-up shows last year, he has huge aspirations beyond telling jokes. He just finished hosting SNL for the second time and will host the 77th Emmy Awards. He has multiple deals in various stages of production, including comedy specials, sitcoms, and films, and wants to develop podcasts, music, and more. Bargatze says everything he produces will be family-friendly.
Boring.
According to Deadline, Bargatze wants to follow in the footsteps of Walt Disney and create a theme park in Nashville called Nateland. This is getting weird. He says the person who is running Disney now is just a businessman who doesn't care about audiences. The future founder of Nateland says whatever he does moving forward, it will be with the audience in mind. He might actually be more ambitious than he is funny. Remember when Hollywood made straight-up comedies? They might actually be back. Friendship opens in a limited release this weekend and stars Tim Robinson as a man who moves into a neighborhood and tries to endear himself to his fellow neighbor dudes, led by Paul Rudd. I've seen the trailer several times in front of other movies, and it absolutely looks cringeworthy and beautiful. It is currently pulling a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. There is certainly no rush in making sequels these days. 36 years between Top Guns, 35 between Blade Runners, and 13 between Avatars. Keeping up the trend is the 1999 rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You, which looks like it's getting a sequel 15 plus years later. The obvious title should be 20 Things I Hate About You, but the sequel will most likely be called 10 Things I Hate About Dating, according to People magazine. Director Gil Younger says there will be a nod to the deceased Heath Ledger in the new film. A release is a ways away as they are still writing the script. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. The wind will be light out of the east at only around 5 to 10. Clear tonight, low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid 70s. We're talking upper 70s, low 80s through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.